You're with the Oasis on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival will celebrate its 20th anniversary beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday in Toronto. It is the largest Indigenous festival in the world. This year, Imaginative will present 126 film and video works in 30 languages from 18 countries and 101 Indigenous Nations tribes, including 40 world premieres. Nikki Little is the new artistic director of Imaginative. She moved from Winnipeg to Toronto to make that happen. She will oversee artistic programming, including the annual festival and year-round screenings. She's a community-based artist and curator, arts administrator, and a founding member of the Ephemerals, the arts collective out of Winnipeg. Nikki is of Anishinaabe English descent from the Garden Hill First Nation. With me now to take us through this very robust offering at the festival this year is Nikki Little. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Very nice to meet you and welcome to the city. We're really glad to have you here. Why make the move to Winnipeg to Toronto to take on this festival? You uprooted your life so you could be here. Why was it that important?
Well, it's Imaginative, so it's sort of the largest Indigenous festival in the world. I couldn't pass up that opportunity.
Sure.
And I've been working in media arts, and there's such a nice blend of film and media art and different ways to engage with it that I think is really wonderful and really playful that I thought there could be a real opportunity just to play and have fun and get to see a lot of Indigenous folks and to see what they're doing and try to support community in the same way.
And speaking of community within the artistic world, the Indigenous artistic world will be here. Just droves of people will be here in this week, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, from everywhere. We started seeing filmmakers today. It was really, really wonderful, and they're just starting to slowly come in.
Really fun. Let's focus on the positive energy of this event for a moment. So much is changing politically, culturally, sociologically when it comes to Indigenous peoples and issues. It's a voice that continues to get stronger in this country. I don't think there's any denying that. Is that reflected at the festival? Do you feel like that's something we're seeing through what you've programmed?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're always going to see issues around land. You're going to see activism and through storytelling. And then you also have legends like Alanis Abomsawin, who always comes, who always shares a story, shares a song. And so you see people who have really carved the path that were there, and then seeing new emerging filmmakers that have really taken inspiration from that and also built some of their storytelling methods around that. So it's really quite embedded. And there's always politics coming up. I think inherently to be Indigenous is a political thing.
Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. So you can't really escape it. And there is a lot of story around colonization or even just cultural survivance and thrivance that I really like and that you can see internationally and how people are revitalizing their languages, how they're reconnecting with land, or how they're continuing to keep those teachings going.
Ultimately, it's empathy for everybody too, right? It, for the people who, you know, are not from Indigenous backgrounds, somebody like myself, I always walk away from a festival like this and say, okay, I think I have a better understanding. But that also works within the Indigenous community too, who comes and see these films. I mean, everybody has a better understanding of what we're all talking about.
Exactly. And I think, you know, personal narrative is so nuanced, and everyone has a different sure. relationship to their culture wherever you come from. And I think it's just a really great way. There's so many different access points that people can engage with how to, you know, connect or how to see different perspectives within culture specifically.
We are seeing this great change in cultural gaze. But in a lot of ways, for many nations, for many tribes, people, the issues sort of remain the same, if sometimes even worse. In 2019, I would imagine that continues. Those stories, you know, people still need to heal from the various issues that have happened over the last centuries.
Definitely. And I think, you know, you carry a lot of things that your family has things that have happened, or the places your culture still has to carry those traumas. And the wonderful thing about art, it does connect to those most deepest concerns that we have to try to find a way to heal or try to find a way to talk through it. And so that for me is like such a hopeful moment. especially coming from a dark space, potentially, or a history that's not hard, easy to hear.
Very difficult, sure. I mean, even last week, I was paying attention to the Rendezvous with Madness Film Festival. A lot there, too. I mean, these are sometimes issues that stay in the dark, as you point out, and it's so wonderful to find these hopeful new ways of, you know, connecting the dots and dealing with some of these issues, like you say, in an artistic, accessible way, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. 126 films over the week. So how should we be taking in a festival with that much to offer if we have a little bit of room over the next 6 days?
Well, we have a couple of different ways that you can access the films. Anything before 5 is free. So we have a number of films, screenings happening throughout the day. We have 3 cinemas. So it's the most cinemas we've had for the full 5 days. And all the screenings on Friday are also free.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was sponsored through TD. And so it's really wonderful in that. And we try to make reduce all the barriers. And so the admission price is only $6. And really, that's just, you know, administration.
those are solid festival prices, my friend. I can tell
exactly.
you that right now. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. So going forward with this festival, you now have the reins, this artistic director challenge. Do you have a vision for it? Something that you want to incorporate in the years to come?
I think, you know, just having a little bit more playfulness with the audience in a way, and really kind of challenging or pushing those boundaries between film and cinema content versus media art. And so there's so much innovation happening. And I think about media art and film, especially from an Indigenous lens, and it really distills for me down to innovation and like Indigenous innovation, like those ideas, how are you using tools? How are we communicating with these different aspects? And so I'm looking forward to that, enhancing that play so people can talk about this type of innovation that is Indigenous.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to do. So congratulations. Welcome once again. And Nikki, great to have you here.
Thanks for having us. This is fun.
Imaginative.org is the website to visit. The festival begins tomorrow. It runs through Sunday. You're with the New Classical FM.